Well, welcome back to the Prayer Podcast. We have been experiencing summertime for a couple months, Christy.
Yes, we have.
And doing all kinds of wonderful things with our family and ministry, and doing things that you know, we look forward to, things that we look towards to give us energy to bring us together.
Change of pace.
Yes. And so that time is coming, unfortunately, to a close.
Yes.
And so it's coming to a close, and you and I spent, it's just amazing when I run into you in the hallway over here at Broadway that we just go into this, like, incredible conversation immediately about things. And one of those conversations that we had involved the rhythms that we have in our life.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just coming in here today, I was just telling you that the reality is we have the opportunity to choose rhythms.
Yes.
Or maybe rhythms sometimes choose us.
Yes. And I think that whether we realize it or recognize it or not.
Absolutely.
It happens. It definitely happens. So.
And so, Christy, why don't you tell us a little bit about what this conversation is going to, where is this going to take us today?
Yeah, we wanted to, again, kind of shift gears and get into a new rhythm with the podcast. we kind of took a break this summer to just offer you some different prayers and different ways of interacting with prayer time. And now we want to get back to more conversations and discussions on prayer life and what that can look like. And so we thought it would be important to come back to how prayer can be a way for us to anchor our lives, to give us that rootedness, to be like our home base.
Yes.
To have our faith and our spirituality be that place where we can just unplug and be ourselves and accept the love and grace that God has for us. But we have to do that. We have to find ways to do that. So in this conversation, we're going to talk a little bit about what can sometimes be healthy ways of engaging that and natural ways of engaging that, and how sometimes we try to force that, how sometimes we try to make it happen, and then we get frustrated and it doesn't become that that anchor or that home base for us. It becomes a source of frustration, and we don't know what to do. So we're going to talk about that.
Dadgone it, I'm going to have my 10 minutes with God this morning, whether it just totally railroads my morning or not.
Right, or whether I'm in the right mood or in a good place or not. I'm going to just make it happen.
Man.
And check it off the list that I had my prayer time today, so I better have a good day.
And that's going to really set the mood for my day, isn't it? In a positive way.
That's what we fool ourselves with sometimes. So,
yes. So
we want to kind of explore how that can look, and just remind ourselves that as followers of Jesus, as His beloved, He created us all uniquely, and how we try to sometimes make it happen instead of letting it happen.
Yes.
You know, instead of just as we would have a conversation with a friend, as we run into each other. I think that's a great image for me, is we run into each other in the hallway and just start a conversation.
Yes.
And how can we kind of make that happen with Jesus?
How
can we run into Him in the hallway of our day?
Yes.
And for some of us, we have to have an appointment.
Yeah.
You know?
But that has to be lived into kind of who we are.
Yes.
You know, and what our gifts are and what our styles are and preferences, mm-hmm. you know, for that to be effective, you know? And I think what we really want to do here in this conversation and these next conversations we have is really remind people of the reality that when we choose healthy rhythms, when we have those things in place in our life, they really do offer fuel
mm-hmm.
to our life.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, fuel that's necessary for us to
yes.
thrive, fuel that's necessary for us to offer the very best version of ourselves
mm-hmm.
to our families, to our careers, to our marriages, whatever, to our neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's really where the heart of this conversation is coming from.
Yes. And to take away the guilt that we put on ourselves, and the baggage that we all come to with this sort of a conversation where I feel guilty, or I can't make it happen. Or like before we started recording, we were talking about how sometimes you can set yourself up and say, I'm going to run a mile every day. And is that really that's a great goal to have. And I personally would love to be able to do that. I can't even, imagine going out to run, much less a mile in this heat every day. But is that sustainable? Is that something are we setting ourselves up to fail, or do we need to change the lens at which we're looking at this?
Sure.
And how can it be life-giving instead of draining? Because that's the whole point. When we come, it is to give us life.
Yeah.
You know, when we stop, when we reflect, and just how God gives us in nature, how we can see there's rhythms of a day, there's rhythms of a season, there's rhythms of life. And how can we kind of go into those natural rhythms? And like you were saying, who we are individually as people, if we lean into that instead of in our society of success driven and agendas and, reminders and how we can lock ourselves into like this climbing the ladder or, beat yesterday or whatever these success driven things are, and instead see it as a natural is breathing.
Yes.
Natural is, obviously we get physically hungry, but how can we lean into our spiritual hunger and our spiritual tiredness and need for rest or community or whatever that looks like for us as a rhythm.
I think ultimately it's like I was talking to you about you and Scott the other day about my driver's ed teacher telling us that
this is great,
have to his number one piece of advice for all of us training teenagers to drive was you have to keep your head on a swivel.
Yes.
And movements of God, if we don't keep our head on a swivel, we'll be missed.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the more that we're clued in and cued in and able to recognize God's movements, and we're on the watch for those things, our ability to just kind of fall into these, not necessarily, these rhythms kind of, they happen a little bit easier.
Mm-hmm.
They're not as forced.
Yes.
They're not as trying to shove a square through the wrong shape. It fits better. And so taking the perspective of I'm on the watch for God's movement in around me, in me,
mm-hmm.
through me.
Yes.
Through my words, what I say, what I choose not to say.
Mm-hmm.
These are the perspectives I think that soften our spirit and prepare our spirit for healthy rhythms in our life.
Yes. I think that's key.
So we kind of wanted to, have two perspectives here, and offer you today an idea of how rhythms can be forced and what rhythms can be healthy. And so we wanted to start today by just offering examples of how they can be forced, and maybe how they might hinder,
yes.
as opposed to offer life to our relationships with people, with God, with those around us. So I think the first thing that we kind of wanted to recognize is that if we're not careful, if we're so focused on forcing a rhythm of exercise or of scripture reading or prayer time or they risk invading our important relationships and disrupting important relationships. And you know, think about that for a second, Christy. How easy could that happen? You know, when you have vital, life-giving relationships around you, just how crazy would it be to intentionally disrupt something that's very, very life-giving to you with something that's good as well, but doesn't make any sense if these don't gel with one another.
Yeah,
you know?
and flow in a natural way. And I'm thinking, you know, and people tell you this all the time when you have kids, like, don't miss it. Like, don't miss the fun times of when they want to show you something or tell you something, or they're watching them discover, you know, like when you see your child for the first time, maybe see a butterfly or accomplish something, you know, they discovering their toes and giggling or whatever. As parents, we love catching those moments and seeing those moments, but as kind of a mirror image of what you were talking about, sometimes we're like, oh, but wait, I have to stop and do this right now. And so then you kind of close that off. And we do that with God instead of, like you were talking about, noticing God's movement. Like, it's cool when we are open and looking for that instead of forcing that.
Yes.
Instead of like, I'm going to sit here because I got to get in my 30 minutes a day or 10 minutes or whatever we in our head think we have to do. And then we're sitting there trying to do that. And then here's a beautiful sunset, or here's a beautiful person in front of me that wants to share how God was moving in their life. And I'm like, well, hold on. I'm doing a God thing right now, but not yours. So, I mean, that sounds silly, and you would never say that, but in our heads, sometimes we do that. And sometimes we block off because we're too intentional sometimes, I think, and not natural about it.
Yes.
And not aware of what's happening around us. And
well, I think there's also this possibility, I have to admit, I grew up with this thought in my head sometimes that there's this cause effect action, or this linear thing that happens. If I do get this time in with God, then He's going to move in my life today. You know, God's going to move regardless,
and already is
of whatever I do.
Yes,
whether I spend time with Him or not. And I think we sometimes, I know growing up, when maybe I was a little more, concrete, a little bit more linear in my thinking as a kid, I thought, you know, that's what had to happen. I had to do this. Mm-hmm. I had to do these things. And so what we want to keep away from is, never should healthy rhythms feel like a doing thing. You know, it should feel like a freedom thing.
And a being, just a being.
Yes.
A being thing. And I do think there's that tension, though, where you have to be intentional, obviously, but being forced treating it more like something I have to do,
yeah,
instead of something I get to do or something I enjoy, yes, doing. But sometimes we do have to shift our frame of, oh, I am doing that. It just doesn't look this way, yes, or it doesn't have to be at 5:30 every morning, or I'm going to have a bad day, yeah, because I did not. Because I had that when I was growing up too, that you had to do your Bible time and your prayer time before, yes, school, because, yeah, you're setting the tone for the day, which, yeah, is wonderful. Again, like running a mile every day.
And there's some truth
to that. It's wonderful. And there, and yes, but I don't think it has to look in a very strict way, yes, because then if you can't do that, then the guilt comes in, yes, and then the, oh, well, now my day is going to not be good because I was unable to do that. Where instead it could have been a conversation you were having with someone, or just some quiet time of just watching the sunrise, or whatever that could look like for you and your personality, and that sort of thing. So I think we need to just be aware that it's a natural thing, because anything that's healthy for us should be natural and not, I mean, yeah, sometimes we have to make food choices and we know what's good for us, and there's things that taste better than what we think we should do. And same thing with this. There's things we think we should be doing, but there's some natural ways of doing it,
yeah,
and incorporating it and looking for opportunities and being open to them, and the swivel.
And exactly. You know, just dovetailing what you're saying right there is, when we force rhythms, it tends to add things to our plate.
Yes.
When we likely should be just trying to figure out how to make it part of our existing plate.
Yes.
You know, we mm-hmm. have things that we're a part of, things that we're currently already doing. We're busy enough as it is. And, you know, God's not asking us to for busy work. Mm-hmm. You know, he's not asking us, but he so desperately wants, because of his great, great love for us, for him to be a part of what we're doing.
Yeah.
And so how do we make him a part
of what
our
we're
plate,
already,
of
what
where
we're
already
doing.
At?
Exactly. Exactly. And there's, we all have day stealers. I mean, things that we just get sucked down the rabbit hole. So how can we reclaim that time and redeem that time when, and we were talking about this earlier too, and I think we can get into this in the next podcast, like what can those things specifically look for? But just as a very quick example, all of us, when we're kind of in a place where like, I just need, you know, a minute, a break or something else, we'll sit and scroll through Facebook yeah. or our Twitter feed. And next thing we know, we've been doing that for 15, 20 minutes.
Sure.
And was that life-giving? In some ways, yes. And in other ways, maybe not. So how can we exchange time and things that we're already doing and make that be part of, like you said? And I think there's so much we could give practical examples and ways of, well, how do I know how would my personality and my way of life fit into my spiritual life? How can I recognize those natural rhythms that are already there and reclaim that as what we're talking about, ways to redeem that rhythm and make it God time, you know, and ways of recognizing his movement, you know, in and around us. So yeah, I think there's lots of things to explore, and I'm excited to get to do that some more in the next couple podcasts.
Well, we next time we get together for this conversation, we're going to have a special guest, and this person has been blogging about kind of this I don't want to say struggle, but this sometimes it is a struggle, but just this reality in our life where we do want to connect with God. We do want to have, you know, meaningful time with him on a regular basis. And we want to figure out how to, in a helpful way, align that passion that we have in our hearts and our souls and our spirit to connect to him with, the realities of parenting, or the realities of a career, or the realities of being, you know, a stellar neighbor, or, you know, or just being a human being.
Right. Exactly.
So, Pastor Laura Vincent will be with us next time, and mm-hmm. we're excited about that. And so we'll lean more so next time into the how.
Yes.
You know, we're kind of raising the pitfalls this mm-hmm. During this kind of conversation, but next time we want to get to the nuts and bolts part of it, the how can we get healthy rhythms in our life.
Yeah, I'm excited. It's going to be great. So as we go into our day, wherever you are in your day listening to this podcast, we wish you well, and hope that you will be noticing God's grace and love for you in a variety of ways as you go throughout your day. So God bless you, and in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, God bless you.